What would you call a small porch with no roof?
Let's see. No, I never had one. I just call it just a little flat, something, if it ain't got no roof on it or nothing.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
I call it a fence.
What do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
Well, like it's a stone fence or something like that.
Fine, that's perfect. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Oh, a pail.
What do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
I think it'll mount up to the same thing.
Okay. That's what we're trying to see, you know. Like, some people would call it a pail if it's wood and a bucket if it's metal, you know.
That's right.
But that's why we ask the same thing.
That's right.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, skillet.
What do you call that thing in the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? That thing where you turn the water off and on?
Well, I call it a faucet.
What do you call the same thing you turn on a barrel?
A barrel. Well, I think that's a faucet. You have to have one if it's a barrel.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
Well, let's call it a faucet. Either. That's all. Oh, I got one right there. That's what I call it.
That you'd call that a faucet?
That's right.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what does the man put them into for you to carry them home?
Well, he put them in a bag.
In a bag?
That's right.
Now, would you say bag or...
Okay. He just brought me something to eat. Some fish.
Would you... did he catch them?
No, he didn't catch them. He bought some tribes.
My husband went fishing once, you know, and caught some, and he taught me how to skin them and clean them and everything.
And catch. They good if you catch them. But he didn't catch them.
Would you call it a sack or a poke or a bag?
Which, now I'm going to get a step off the sips.
The cans of food that the man put into something, would you call that a sack or a poke or a bag?
Well, I call it a sack if it's to put the... All right.
Let me see.
I'm gonna call it a poker then. But I say gonna put the food in it.
Yeah, suppose I bought like cans of tomatoes or cans of what, beans or something. And I gave it and I paid the guy and then he puts them into something. What would you call that paper thing that he puts them into?
Okay. Well, it's a sack, paper sack.
Okay. What's the difference between a poker and a sack?
A poker. Now, what you do is you put in a poker on it. Where you, like, you poke something in. Let's see. Poker. I don't ever understand a poker. Like, it's something we used to have, the poke, you know, push the fire up. They call that a poker.
Okay. What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
In a kind of cheesecloth bag or bag and sack. They used to call them bag and sacks. Or either them big old handbags. But now, I don't know what to call them. Now, I ain't used none in so long.